And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
And an incredible guest today.
I'm telling you, step up to the plate.
Tony Stratt.
Hell yeah. If you've ever had a chance to be able to actually go out there and see some shows that John's put on, it's pretty incredible. Major guitarist and singer-songwriter, John Stratton. Welcome aboard.
Good to be here on the ship.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about the story of you and I actually meeting the first time as far as like 4 years ago. And here's this young guy. I don't even want to tell your age. What are you, probably 21 now or so?
You're 20.
It's like, so he must have been 16 at the time. It was like, okay. And he had his guitar out and just playing away and just like wailing. I mean, he was just like, it was just so beautiful. It's like in that little place in Valencia, it was just so cool. And he was singing and playing. He had his two friends with him. I'm like going, whoever that kid is, I want to know who he is.
He's
going somewhere. And sure enough, now fast forward 4 years later and Facebook fans like all over the place and doing shows all over the city of Los Angeles.
Where were you last night?
Unbelievable. By the way, yeah, where were you last night? Oh. Or last week, last Sunday.
Right, last
Sunday. Yeah, it'd be Sunday.
Yeah, I guess.
Last night, I don't know where he was last night.
Well, last night I was at the House of Blues with an amazing band that I am able to call my own. It was a lot of fun.
So who's in your band?
Man, that's a big question. So I guess I'll start from the core. At the core of my band, I have another guitarist, bass player, keyboardist, drummer, and then I also work with a rapper who goes by Charles Black.
Nice.
Awesome. Good friend of mine since we grew up in the church together since we were like 10 years old.
And, so great. So how did you collect your band?
Man, from everywhere. I mean, I have some of them are from my high school days when I went to high school. Some of them are from from church experiences and from different gigs we've done, and some are from Azusa Pacific, where I go to college.
Ooh. Yeah.
Monique's alma mater.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, we've been able to get, cello. I have a cello player, violin player.
Love it.
Trumpet, saxophone. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm really interested in, here's this guy, 16 years old, and doing what you're doing when I first met you. And then you said, I'm leading worship, and at that time you were doing some worship stuff. And I thought, how cool. Let's back into your story. I'd love to know a little bit about John Stratt.
All right. Well, from the beginning?
From the beginning. Where did it begin? Nine kids, your family, the support. Where are you in the middle of those kids? Where is your line? All that stuff, whole life.
Well, my mom and my dad. First off, my mom and my dad, they had me when my mom was about 30 years old almost. So they started a little bit later than some people would. And I'm the first of nine children. Which is pretty amazing. And we have no twins.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. One by one. And there's eight boys. And then one girl at the very end of the line. And she's
bless
beautiful.
Her heart.
Oh, yeah.
Little Sarah. She's crazy, but I love her. And it's been an amazing journey because my mom is a very musically talented person. She would do. She was pursuing acting off-Broadway for a little while, going into her college years. And then she moved to California to pursue that and met my dad. And it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, she encouraged me to do music when I was a younger kid. Like a lot of people, told me you should play the piano. And all I wanted to do was get straight A's. I didn't want to do music. And I would be like, I don't know if I like music, Mom. And she'd make me practice, which I'm so glad she did. And eventually I got tired of it. And she was like, okay, he doesn't want to do this. I'll give him a break. And then she showed me the guitar and I kind of did it. And then, not so much. And then finally, I hit 13. And of course, a girl came into the picture, and she was the reason.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
the girls.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sarah Nathan.
Girl came in the picture. My parents were like, you can't be dating this girl right now. And I was like, I want to date this girl. Even though for me, dating was just calling her on the phone. My parents weren't looking because I did not have a car.
She was pretty, Mom. She was pretty.
Yeah. And long story short, my parents were like, okay, you're grounded. And I will not say for how long because I don't want to make them sound evil, but I love them.
6 years.
Yeah. And I was in my, in this house, and all I had was this guitar and this piano. And so I sat down with the guitar because I was a little bored, a lot bored. And I believe that the Lord put that all together so that I'd be able to start just playing music. And I just picked up the guitar and started working with a few chords I knew and instantly wrote a song.
Nice.
And from that point on, I was hooked, started writing music. And it was just, I was like, hey, Mom, check out this song I wrote. And she's like, that's great, honey. That's great.
Yeah, right.
And that was the beginning of Johnny Stratt.
Awesome.
And you are listening to Johnny Stratt at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory and Worship Factory Radio. Get connected online at worshipfactory.net. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. John, so where does it go as far as, okay, brought up, you start to play music, you got your girlfriend that's you can't see because Mom and Dad goes, no. So you're playing. Where did you feel like your calling was as far as your life, as far as musically?
Man, Well, I feel like oftentimes our calling is shown to us, you know, step by step. It's not like one day we wake up and it's bam, here it is.
Yeah. Hear ya.
But I feel like as I began, it was a lot of it was in the church, and a lot of it was encouraged by my parents. And eventually they saw, wow, he actually is serious about music. And when I started to get to be about 15 years old, I was plugging in as playing guitar mostly, not even singing as much, for a worship team at the church called Church on the Way. And I was a part of that whole team. Mm-hmm. And I just was feeling drawn towards just being a musician. I was working with a band, and I wasn't really a singer, a songwriter. I didn't really know at first I was meant to be a singer-songwriter. I felt more like I was just a musician, just a guitar player. And then as I moved along, and I guess I'll share this story with you guys later, basically God showed me through a radical way that I was meant to write songs, and that I was meant to write songs not just for myself but for Him.
Cool.
And to be able to affect the world, be able to inspire the world to look towards Him and to begin to get outside of ourselves and challenge ourselves that we're here for more than just ourselves, but we're here for a major purpose. And as life has moved on, I've just had mentors in my life and people who have inspired me to really believe that I'm here for a reason, you know, and that we're all here for a reason, that it's not just about me, but that I'm meant to write songs, and that they will have an impact, not because of, you know, whatever I can do, but because He is good, because God is providing the opportunities. And now my passion is just to write music that can challenge people, that can inspire people, that can change people, and that can ultimately lead people towards Christ.
You know, what's so amazing to me is that when you're young like you and you're out there, you're such also, everyone looks at you as the role model. You know, you get this thing also, because now you're stepping out there and you got this following and people are checking you out and they're following your story. But you are also steadfast in your relationship with God, which is amazing. Even though your music, sometimes you, like you were talking about, is maybe not necessarily written to God in your face and Jesus in your face, but there's a message there, and even the secular stuff that you're writing. And what does that feel like for a guy that's 20, as far as having these people on Facebook trying to reach out to you, go to the shows? It's, you know, John Stratton, John Stratton, John Stratton. What's that feel like for you as far as the influence that you have on their life?
Well, I feel like one of the biggest things that I was shown just from the response that I began to get when I was about 16 years old and the music started actually taking off and people started responding was just that that my life is not just about me, but that I'm held accountable to other people and the influence I have on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to see how, literally, if you start to live for something that you really believe in, no matter what you believe in, if somebody really is passionately believing in something, people are going to see that and they're going to want to follow that. And I started to see that how I lived my life, who I was, what my message was about was very important, because ultimately, just like it has an influence on my younger siblings, it had an influence on these people. And I heard stories by people saying, you know what, I decided to talk to my dad again, you know, for the first time and reconcile with him, or even people saying, calling me or messaging me on MySpace when MySpace was big and everything, and saying, you know, I almost committed suicide and I listened to one of your songs and I decided to not, thank you so much. And just hearing those stories and knowing that it's just such a blessing to know that you could even have that kind of influence.
Yeah.
It just challenged me to say, you know what, John, it's time to step it up. You know, it's time to not, because I am a firm believer that expectation ultimately, whatever we're expected to do, we will often acclimate to that. We'll move to that. And oftentimes I feel like teenagers are told to be dumb and out of control and, you know, not have any kind of responsibilities. So we acclimate to that. But I feel like God bringing me through this and giving me this chance, I was able to really, like, decide, you know what, I'm here for a reason. I'm going to live like that, you know, and live with that kind of influence, I guess.
Well, you know, you've been such a big influence, obviously. I mean, when you look at your Facebook and your friends and as they continue to climb, I mean, it was times I was watching, you know, your sort of your life for the last 4 years, and it was getting like, there was a few and then a few more, and pretty soon there's like 3,000 or whatever there is, and more Facebook fans and more Facebook fans. And I'm like going, you know what? That's a kid that's really been called for sure.
Right.
God has called you amazingly.
I've noticed when people have a passion, like what you said, people are ready to jump on that bandwagon. And I love that we chatted earlier. Your passion is for people to know and feel and understand and see and witness Christ's love. And that's what I say over and over again. They will know we are Christians by our love. So
absolutely.
Tell us about that campaign.
Sure. Awesome. Yeah, well, I'm part of a campaign called You Are Love that I started working with about a year ago, which is just about spreading love to other people. And I feel ultimately that we can say that we love people and we can tell them all the time that we love them, but ultimately what really shows people that they're loved is what you do and how you treat them.
Right.
And I feel like love is just looking at somebody and saying that I care just as much about you as I do about me, and being able to reach out to others. And basically the campaign is just not even just a Christian thing, but inviting anybody and everybody to come in and say, let's be loved together. Let's seek to love each other as we want to be loved.
So amazing. You know, you're going to take us out with this song as far as that goes. Why don't you set this song up? What is this song that you want to do for us here live in studio? And then you can just set it up, and then we'll cut to it.
Okay, great. This song is going to be called Stand Strong, and this is a song that I recently released on iTunes, and it was a song that actually got featured on Dr. Phil, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
For that.
Wow.
And it's a song that that I wrote to be able to encourage people to stand strong through life situations and believe that you're here for a purpose and to look above, to believe that you're here for more than just for yourself, but that you're here for a purpose.
Mm. Wow. We're going to take you out of this segment, actually. You listen to Worship Factory Radio at Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 with John Stratton. We're going to take you out with Stand Strong.
This one's for the lies. This one's for the traveler waiting for his ship to come. This one's for the fighter, the one who's given all he's got. This one's for the dreamers who refuse to ever wake up. You know, this world will let you down. It can make you feel so small. But when there's nothing left to hold on to,